Do we have a completion date if this work goes ahead?
CEO.
And the current projected completion date, everything going according to the plan, is December 23rd. Now that's subject to me getting my water test, subject to the shack getting its water test back on time. But at the moment, that's a realistic achievement, and that was the clear program that was provided by two of the three tenderers.
Councillor, anything further? Thank you, councillors. Item 7, declaration of all members who have given due consideration to all matters contained in the business paper before the meeting. Can I have a show of hands, thanks? Councillor Gillingham?
Yes, affirmative. Thank you,
Madam. Thank you. 8-0. Disclaimer, members of the public are cautioned against taking any action on council decisions on items on this evening's agenda in which they may have an interest until formal notification in writing by the town has been received. Decisions made at this meeting can be revoked pursuant to the Local Government Act 1995. Item 8, report from officers 8.11, award of tender 2017-18 Southampton Aquatic Centre renewal works. We have an amended version that's been distributed. Does everyone have the amended officer's recommendation? Do I have a mover in the officer's recommend? Moved Councillor Tarvo. Do I have a seconder?
Yes, I'll second that, Mayor Blanco.
Thank you, Councillor Gillingham. Do I have any against? Speakers for, Councillor Tarvo. Speakers for, Councillor Gillingham. Speakers against, Councillor Newbury.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The simple question for us is, do we want the pool fixed? We've heard tonight that it's been open, shut, open, shut. We've now gone to specialists in business to find out a solution for our problems. They've come back to us, we've had it evaluated, and now we have the opportunity to move forward and get some closure to this problem and fix it once and for all. Yes, the funds are more than we probably expected originally, but when you've inherited a white elephant, you've got to do what you need to do to get it fixed. I'll be interested to hear why people don't want this to be actually fixed and to go ahead, because behind antisocial behaviour and a few other issues in the community, this is the one that gets talked about the most. And as councillors, we're here to do what the community wants. We're elected by them. It's a privilege to be here. We should be doing what the community wants. So I look forward to hearing everyone's reasons why it shouldn't go ahead. And the other part is, if you're not going to vote for this motion, it'd be good for the community to hear why you're not going to vote for it, not just sit on the sidelines and vote against it at the end. Thank you.
Speakers for, Councillor Gillingham.
Yes, thanks, Mayor Blanco. And I am a candidate for the upcoming elections coming up on October 23rd. As a councillor, it's been through the process of the pool that to date, with all the renovations and all the upgrades, it's very disappointing to have learnt after the inspection of the pool several weeks ago, and I thank the staff for giving up their time and taking us to see the lovely above the pool, but below the pool is very, very undesirable, and I would not like my grandchildren to swim in that pool, or even myself, until it was fixed. But a tender needs to be awarded to go ahead for the shack pool to be completed. Now, look, even if it's to take us through for the next 3 to 5 years. Look, I'd like to congratulate staff at this point in time for their hard work and their determination in bringing this so quickly. I don't think we've taken a long way around this. I think they've come together very quickly to do this. I'd like to thank the staff very, very much, because I know that they have tirelessly worked hard to do this. And we need to get this pool open by the summer season, and this is the right thing to do. I do hope that we can move forward on this tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Millingham. Speakers against, Councillor Newman.
Yes, I'd just like to clarify something. I more than anyone want to see this pool fixed. There is no disregards there whatsoever. But the problem I have is our policy. I believe that is very poor timing. We have a caretaker period policy for a reason, and it's called electioneering. Now, the point of this is that the pool has been closed for 12 months nearly. We have 28 dates, and the next OCM, you will see a new council in here. I think we deserve to weigh the 28 dates, to stick by our policy and go with the caretaker period policy, where it says, where extraordinary circumstances prevail. I don't believe that this is an extraordinary circumstance that prevails. Thank you.
Speaker's form.
We have been looking forward to the opening of the pool for a long time, and despite many things that have come against it, and it's been left lying for too long at some point, we are now moving ahead. We're getting this happening, and I believe that it is a very good thing to get this pool up and running as soon as possible. Do have some reservation that I believe the process has been rushed, and that there is, what with budget juggling and other items, I agree with Councillor Newbury that it is unfortunate timing with engineering and what else is going on. However, that aside, I believe that I need to speak for it in order to get this pulled up and going. Aside from what is seen to who benefits from it, that doesn't matter. We need to make sure that we can get this going as soon as possible. I did attend the walkthrough, and it was very clear some of the very simple things, such as bends and angles, that were done incorrectly in the past, and I believe that it would be very good to get those things rectified, and I actually have more hope for our pool going forward than certainly than 5 years. That's another story. We can wait for community consultation to go further and where we go from here, but for now, I am definitely one of those that want to see this pool up and running ASAP.
Speakers against? Councillor Whitwell.
Look, sorry. I'm very much in favour of the pool. I think it's terrible that state is spending for a year, this anniversary. And frankly, it's just not good enough. I look at people who use it in South England, and the people who use it are people we need to get into the pool, you know, we need them to be occupied, we need them to do positive things. And that's what this helps people do. My only reservation about this is the way in which we went about this rush business, right, at the moment. We've been doing ridiculous sorts of other things, like memorandums of understanding about airplanes flying around the sky, and, you know, we seem to be able to spend a lot of our time doing things which are pretty wrong. This is very wrong, and I say to you that we need, the difficulty I have now is having this put onto us with these changes occurring virtually today. And you wonder what the timbers think about it, you know? What do they think? All of a sudden it's okay in one area, the next time it's not good at that area. So we have some really difficult problems there. I suppose what I would like to be able to go ahead with it, but I'd like some guarantee that we're going to be caught in a terrible sort of fighting over who should have got the tender, particularly when people know what's going on. So that's my issue, is to do with proper tendering processes, and if we had that, then we could have a guarantee. And we've not heard anything about guarantees from the people who are in this tendering process, none whatsoever. And we've also not heard anything about warranties. Now, you know, the first time this form was put up, that was a big issue.
Councillor, can I stop you there? And just say that that information was given to all councillors on Monday.
Right.
The warranty period is 24 months. So can you read your information before you state incorrect information to the public? Thank you.
I agree. And I apologise for that. I didn't realise it was 24 months, and I've had my problems. Okay. But the thing is that if we've got 24 months, that sounds good to me, right? The only issue is this question of whether we're going to have a contract between the tenures, and who knows.
Figures four. I'll speak for the item. The tender was definitely, or the works applied to the South End Pool were definitely not rushed. It's taken 12 months to get to this stage. The council decided to have this special council meeting on the 27th of September. There was no mention of any issues with elections or electioneering on the 27th of September. It was a unanimous decision. So that's why we're having this meeting. If there was any issues with having the meeting in the policy period, then it should have been brought up when we voted on the item unanimously. So by voting this item down, it can only be described as another spiteful action, much the same as when council did not agree to allow the gymnastics in Wedgefield. And then when the community turned up in droves, there was no objection to the item moving forward. It's quite clear a decision to reject the tender that will fix the ongoing development debacle because you have determined that you may have a political disadvantage does not serve the best interest of the community. It serves your own self-interest. The ratepayers and residents want the pool open. So politics should not play a factor in this, and I don't think it has played a factor up until right now. I didn't create the mess has been created with the pool. So what we need to do here is actually vote for the tender to go forward, so then we can get the pool open by December. And that's what the ratepayers and residents of the town want. And that's what the Local Government Act spells out. It says that council is supposed to represent the best interest of electors, ratepayers and residents of the district. That's your role as a councillor. And if you're unclear about that, 2.10A of the Local Government Act spells it out for you. The staff have reviewed this pool situation for months. We have been advised many times by many meetings. We've walked through it. We've had the opportunity to ask any question we wanted to, and then the explanation given. This agenda item should not have any debate. It should just go straight through. So, again, I ask that council approve the item so the south end of the swimming pool can be fixed once and for all. Speakers against? Speakers for? Right of reply, Councillor Tarbo.
Thank you. So I am slightly confused, and the Mayor has expressed my similar thoughts, I guess, around, you know, it was rushed, it was all this sort of stuff. Absolutely no time was it rushed. The administration stepped back, they talked about it was $2.4 million, they went away, looked at it differently, come back, it's $1 million. They've saved us money by investigating and doing a different way. From the caretaker policy, it's not like it's new, right? It's in the budget. We've known about it, we approved the budget months ago, so it's not a surprise to us that the pool was going to get fixed and it was going to go ahead. The fact that it's now election period and you're trying to use that as an excuse not to progress it is funny. So hearing Councillor Whitwell talk about all the things for and why it should go ahead, I expect that he's going to vote for it, because there's no good reason not to vote against it. It is interesting, I guess, the other opportunities, not the other opportunities, the other issues that can come about. We choose not to progress this. We want to delay it 28 days, like being suggested. But I dare say that doesn't start the project until after Christmas, because if it's going to finish on the 23rd, it now starts, let's say, January 15, goes for another 3 months after that. It's winter, we shut the pool down, we don't use it at all. So it doesn't make any sense to me. If we've got a good contractor, they're going to do it before, and there's incentive to do it before the end of Christmas, right? They don't want to be here working through Christmas, shutting down, increasing their cost to come back after Christmas and do all sorts of stuff. So it doesn't make any sense to me to push it back 28 days either. The other one is, we've got one pool at the moment. If that shuts down during that period, we have no pools in heaven whatsoever, then everyone suffers through our hottest months. So again, when I was opening the statement, it was, I'm guessing that because people haven't spoken against it, they're all voting for it, right? Because you've had your opportunity. Yes, it's election time. You've had the opportunity to put it out to the public where you stand, why you stand. And I'm guessing that if it doesn't get the go ahead tonight, it's going to be on Facebook in about 20 minutes after the meeting. And who did and who didn't vote for it. So those who are talking about the election process, right? They've stood up and they're talking about...
Councillor.
Do you mind?
Councillor.
So there is a lot of people who are in the election process at the moment who are stating a lot of things about what they stand for, what they do, all that sort of stuff. So here's your opportunity to stand up, be a team, work together, get an outcome that the majority of council wants. So other than that, I think that's it. I look forward to... progressing this, and if not, I dare say this is the Abilene paradox in play again. Thank you.
Put recommendation one to the vote. Those in favour of officer's recommendation number one on page six. Jan, Councillor Gillingham.
Yes, I'm in favour.
Motion is passed 8-0. Amended recommendation two. Do I have a mover?
For a clarification, please.
Yes, definitely.
Just a quick one. If there was, how long was the tender valid for? Or for the tenders through the sheets?
The tender valid period is 90 days.
Thank you.
90 days.
Do I have a mover in the officer recommendation two? Moved, Councillor Tarbo. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Whitwell, do I have any against? Councillor Gillingham?
Four.
Thank you. Motion is passed 8-0. Item 9, matters for which the meeting may be closed. Confidential matters, there is nil. Item 10, closure. The next ordinary meeting of council will be held on the 1st of November, commencing at 5:30. I'll close the meeting at 6:34.